I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. It's budget time. The city of Austin is already beginning discussions on the 2015 budget, and understandably, lots of city departments and agencies would like a piece of that pie. One group is the ATX Music Office. Austin's Music Commission, local music supporters, and musician advocacy group Austin Music People are asking the city to increase the Music Office's budget in 2015. According to AMP, the Music Office gets roughly $47,000 annually to support the $1.6 billion live music industry. They'd like to see the budget increase to help the office not only stimulate the economy, but provide regulatory oversight for the thousands of music-related city events each year. Head to Austin Music People's Facebook page to read more on their plea, as well as find detailed instructions about making your voice heard by city leaders. Well, speaking of money, how about some gold? Let me clarify, your own private gold porta potty. That's what the Austin City Limits Music Festival is offering 6 lucky fans. Music festival attendees know that while the music at fest may be wonderful, the restroom situation is typically not. Days before ACO releases its single-day passes to the public, it's announced the Golden Porta Potty. 6 winners will win 10 single-day tickets and 10 passes to the completely 24-karat gold throne that comes with gold festival amenities such as Wi-Fi, phone charger, air conditioning, sparkling water, a chandelier, and a flat screen with a festival live stream of the fest. More details and to enter at aclfestival.com/GPP. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.